There's a section of ocean along the border between the U.S. and Canada that's considered a gray zone. It's a stretch of over 200 square miles that the U.S. and Canada both say they've got claim to. And in recent years, as seas warm and lobsters move north, this gray zone has become prime lobster fishing ground, sparking tensions between American and Canadian lobstermen, both trying to capitalize on this catch. A new documentary from David Abel and Andy Laub, Lobster War, The Fight Over the World's Richest Fishing Grounds, highlights the increasing tension along this gray zone. Abel has covered environmental issues for the Boston Globe for years. David, welcome back to Next. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you start by telling us about this gray zone? Describe the place, if you would.
So it's actually a really beautiful place, and the gray zone is all around this one island called Machias Seal Island. It's basically a rock, and it's been a puffin colony for a very long time. That rock has been the center of a dispute that goes back to the end of the Revolutionary War. And both the United States and Canada have claimed this island. And nobody really cares too much about the island, but the waters around the island are what both countries really are laying claim to. And those waters were not terribly important to either country for generations. However, in the last decade or so, as the waters in the Gulf of Maine have warmed faster than nearly any other body of water on the planet, lobsters have moved north into those waters, which are cooler than the waters further to the south. And as a result of that, the lobster population there has boomed. And that boom has led the Canadians, who long ceded those waters to the Americans, to say, hey, those are our fishing grounds too, and we're going to fish them. And that decision has led to a surge of Canadians fishing in that area, and that has led to all kinds of conflict with the Americans who traditionally fish that area, and that has involved all kinds of gear conflict, sabotage, people hauling each other's traps, and so forth.
So let's now talk through the climatic conditions that have changed over the course of decades that have allowed this to become this prime lobster fishing territory. Explain what exactly is happening that is forcing the large lobster population to move from places where you could traditionally fish lobster in southern New England up to this point in northern New England, the far tip of Maine, that's become in dispute.
So as we all know, the planet is warming and the oceans absorb a lot of the carbon dioxide and a lot of that heat. And that has caused oceans throughout the world to warm. But the Gulf of Maine, for a variety of reasons, has warmed faster than just about any other body of water on the planet. And that is part and due to the Gulf Stream and something called the Labrador Stream that brings cool water in from the north, from the Greenland and Newfoundland areas. And those streams are being disrupted by the warming. And that has had all kinds of consequences for species throughout the Atlantic coast, but particularly in the Gulf of Maine. And we've seen a collapse in the cod fishery, for example, which is the iconic species that brought Europeans to the United States centuries ago and helped found the 13 colonies and provide an economic engine for them. And lobsters later became a significant source of revenue for our economy. And for many years, they provided a significant income along the shores of southern New England. Connecticut, even Long Island Sound, had a substantial lobster fishery. But the waters there have also warmed, and they're now so warm that the lobster population in that area, south of Cape Cod through Long Island Sound, has collapsed. In some areas, the lobster population is less than 90% of what it was at its peak. And that has led to hundreds of people who traditionally fished lobster for generations to have to find another line of work. And that line of warming where lobsters can thrive has moved further north. If you move even further north from mid-coast Maine up into Canada, the lobster population over the last decade has actually increased substantially because those waters, which have also warmed, are now in a sweet spot. And lobsters thrive within a relatively narrow band of temperatures.
David, you've been an environmental reporter for a long time. And as we've covered the environment here, we sometimes run into a problem of trying to humanize something like climate change or large-scale environmental problems so that people can really understand them. Do you sense that this issue, the very human issue of people going out onto the ocean to do a very dangerous job, to try to make money for their families in what could be a declining fishery, competing with other people who are trying to do exactly the same thing from another country, do you have the sense that this is the sort of story that helps people understand what climate change is all about?
Well, my hope is that, again, that people see that the warming of the planet and the warming of our oceans is not some intangible, abstract phenomenon that's going to, you know, affect our children in 50 years, but that we are seeing it play out in many ways, and it perhaps is no more visible than how it affects some of the iconic species that we in New England have lived off for generations. And we are seeing historic changes in our waters. We're seeing that not just with lobster, we're not just with cod, but we're seeing black sea bass, which traditionally was fished in the mid-Atlantic regions, move further north, creeping into our waters. We're seeing right whales, which are on the brink of extinction as their food sources have been moving further north and making it more difficult for them to put on the weight they need. But the point here is that we are seeing epic changes to the historic species that have been in our waters from the time and well before then that the pilgrims arrived. And we have a new world that we're facing as our fishermen and our region tries to adapt to these changes.
The film is called Lobster War, The Fight Over the World's Richest Fishing Grounds. And the director is David Abel, a longtime environmental reporter for the Boston Globe. You can find information about where this documentary is screening around our region on nextnewengland.org. David, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.